A magic moment is upon us this week when the sun appears to cross the celestial equator heading north, bearing the glory of greater daylight in its wake. There's also a curious thing happening with the moon on the same day. I'm Mary Stewart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So according to the Astronomy Applications Department at the U.S. Naval Observatory, the equinox moment will happen at 5:58 p.m. on Thursday, March 20th. But wait, isn't equinox always on March 21st? The answer is going to take some explaining, so here we go. The Earth exhibits three motions. It rotates on its axis, giving us the experience of day and night. It orbits the sun, which gives us the yearly cycle with its seasons, and it's wobbling. The wobble is really slow, but this is what causes the moment of equinox to change over time. This gives us what's known as precession. And here's what's really interesting about it this year. Just a few hours after the sun crosses the celestial equator, the moon will come to its full phase, the first one of the spring, at 9:44 p.m. This is also on March 20th. Now, technically, this moon should appear below the celestial equator when it comes full, because it will be opposite the sun. But on March 20th, it's not quite there. And because it's still above the celestial equator, the moon hasn't quite acquiesced its winter position. On Thursday night, you'll see the moon just below the star Denebola at the tail end of the constellation Leo the Lion. Denebola has the reputation of being out of step, of not conforming with the mainstream, and of seeing the world through different eyes or with a different philosophy. So if you decide to use the March 20th full moon to mark your spring festivals of renewal, know that you're in keeping with the mood of this star. So here's to a beautiful season from Harbor Springs. I'm Mary Stewart Adams.